Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Henry Sokolsky, the Executive Director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. We're going right to the reports that we have from Zaporizhia, not the oblast now under shell and rocket attack by the Russian invader, but the largest nuclear power plant in Europe that Henry and I have been exploring and asking questions about since March. We're now beyond the fog of war to competing narratives that derive from the actions of the Russian aggressor. For example, Russian officials released Zaporizhia nuclear power plant director Ihor Murashov from detention and are likely to continue to undermine Ukrainian control of the plant, reads one press report in these last days. Murashov was threatened and very much not given freedom, returned to the Ukrainian side and told not to come back. So the director now at Zaporizhia is unknown. At the same time, Rafael Grossi, the IAEA executive director general, has sent a new team into Zaporizhia Oblast under fire to replace the two members of the IAEA that have been there since Mr. Grossi visited the plant earlier in the late summer, weeks ago. We also have information from Zelensky in Kyiv that the ambition of the Ukrainians is to restart the plant, not just one containment vessel restarted, but two. We have no information other than the news of cold shutdown some weeks past. Henry, I start there because there's news in all directions about the Russian army failing. However, this plant in the hands of the Russian army looks very much to be a weapon of war, to be used in nuclear blackmail. What is the significance of Mr. Zelensky asking for the restart of the plant? Why? What's important about that? Cold shutdown is the safest position, I understood. Good evening to you, Henry.
Good evening. It is the safest, all things being equal, but when the weather turns cold, you have to worry that all the lines that contain that water that you need to keep everything happy and cool doesn't freeze. And the best way to do that is to run the plant. And I think the first call for running the plant is the call to safety when the weather is cold. The second call is we'd like to kind of use some of the electricity to keep other people warm, not just the plant. And so that's the other reason. And then third, he wants to make clear that that plant is Ukrainian and it will serve Ukrainian purposes. Clearly, Putin has other ideas.
The other ideas include threatening nuclear weapons. Weapons, quite different from a nuclear power plant. Henry and I have been looking at what the nuclear power plant represents to the Russians and to the Ukrainians. I mentioned that Zaporizhia Oblast is one of the four oblasts now said to have been annexed by the Russian Duma, endorsing a decision by the president, Mr. Putin. So we're looking at a war zone that is also, according to Russia's point of view, Russian territory. And I read during the week, and there are many remarks that can be contradicted by another news story, that Russia now regards the plant as federal property, the property of the Kremlin. That's right. So we're looking at something that is not going to be resolved easily, if at all. Henry, I go to another report that we've seen in these last days, that the United States is not only gravely concerned of the fate of the Zaporizhia plant and the people of Donbass, but also this threat of nuclear weapons being used. And now we add to that the threat of this plant at some point breaking down. And by that, I underline this report. This is Kaiser Health News. In what could be a troubling sign of the times, the United States is stocking up on radiation sickness drugs. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said it's throwing down $290 million to lock up an undisclosed amount of Amgen's blood disorder med Nplate, which is approved to treat blood cell injuries linked to acute radiation syndrome. Further, the research arm of U.S. intelligence has begun investigating methods for spotting low doses of ionizing radiation. Henry, I don't solve all of this other than to say that weeks ago, I learned that Romania was distributing iodine pills to its population in the Black Sea Basin and making them available to Moldova. Since then, there's been reports in Poland of iodine pills being distributed and in Kyiv. Have you seen this scale of alarm ever before, Henry? You've been following this story for decades. Are we in a new territory here?
I'm going to say maybe not, because Chernobyl certainly was every bit as alarming as this might become. So it's not brand new territory. But the American role, the exposure possibly of American troops, the anticipatory character of all of this, that's new.
And this drug that we're told is being distributed, we can presume that the manufacturer is here or in Europe, but it looks very much like the weapon systems that are being sent to Ukraine. That this is, that drugs against radiation poisoning are part of the arsenal of democracy. We've moved into a dystopian novel, Henry. I say this every time we talk about Zaporizhia. If you and I had speculated this matter starting in March and April when we first touched on this topic, we would have been out of bounds for normal discourse. But this strikes me now that it's no longer a stark headline in the major newspapers. I had to read it in Kaiser Health News.
To be honest, I'm still eager to drive to ground what resources HHS's rationale is for this. Is it stockpiling for Ukraine, or is there some domestic explanation? I think you may very well be right that this is a hedging action for possibly shipping stuff overseas. But the HHS press release was just totally obscure as to what this was about.
The restart of the reactors, one or two of them, which is the ambition of the government in Kyiv. Henry, that strikes me, an amateur, as completely unsafe to restart nuclear reactors in a combat zone that is claimed by your enemy. How do you regard that ambition by Zelensky? Is he following his own rhetoric that we make maximum war? Or is there some other plan here that I can't see?
Well, first, this was something proposed by Mr. Khotyn, if I pronounced his name correctly, who runs Ukraine's nuclear utility. It was not something Zelensky came up with first, is my read. I think there is a safety concern as the weather turns. You may have to run these things for safety purposes, that they happen to be in a war zone. Makes all of this surreal, fair enough. But you have bad choices, and you pick between the least bad choices.
All right, let's go to Rafael Grossi. What are his choices now? Sending a team into a combat zone to extract a team in a combat zone, and he's been calling for de-escalation around the plant, weapons-free, some version of let's impose getting along. It looks like Mr. Grossi is without tools here. How do you measure him? We have a couple of minutes.
Well, I think he's testing the diplomatic waters, because he's about to go to Moscow just to negotiate some safety zone, as he calls it. And I suppose by saying that he's going in, he's going to find out whether the Russians will let him come in. And all of this is yet to be, determined. I assume, I haven't heard whether they've arrived yet, But he said they sent them in Thursday. I don't know how that worked. I mean, it'd be useful to know how safe their journey was or whether they've arrived. I have not seen any news on that other than that he was going to send them.
Well, what I have is rocket attack in Zaporizhia. Death toll rises to 11, 15 people still missing. They're shelling the whole oblast, especially downtown Zaporizhia. So
that's the reason I ask, how'd they fare? Are they there? I think he's testing what it is the market literally will bear. On the other hand, he's very coy in publicly stating that he is not interested in holding Russia accountable for stealing the plant, which is effectively what they've done, which is like a $60 billion heist, if you think of replacement costs. He's not holding them accountable for, basically extortion, if not torture.
Right.
And he says that we're not in the business of punishment, we're in the business of safety.
Henry,
I would submit that these things are related,
Henry,
and that he may not be able to keep the distinction.
Henry Sikorsky helping us flag what we don't know about the largest nuclear power plant in Europe. I'm Tom Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.